I want to affectionately welcome you for this last of our Lila Kirtan evenings. I also want to say that this is the last evening which we spent together. Do you also have the feeling that everything went by so fast?
Yes.
Especially, you know, when we arrived at the half of the retreat, then the second half just went as if a train, as if we were sitting in a fast train from here to Madagascar, you know. It was really intense speed. Good. So I will now go into this Lila Katha. I want to just say one thing in preparation. It's always in our retreats and so on that we have a mixed audience. There are some who are older and they are very familiar with the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, and others are just learning it with wide open eyes and wide open ears, in a mood of utmost curiosity and astonishment. Wow, what do we? For the new devotees, I would like to say, or new hearers, sometimes it's good to just let everything work, or just hear things, and after repeatedly hearing it, you will be able to understand how everything fits together. Don't try to make sense of it immediately. We have in Europe a very wise man. He has left the bodies. C.G. Jung, have you heard about him? Jung? Maybe you say Jung in American English. A Swiss psychologist. He has written perhaps 50 books and so on. And he said, if you can understand it, it's not God. Because, yes, to some degree, everything makes a lot of sense, this logic and so on, and the philosophy. But then the philosophy reaches such heights, my dear devotees, that you go into the area of that it becomes inconceivable. Well, this microphone starts to faint. Maybe Rakeshji, we have like a screwdriver, because it always faints. Or I can just keep it like this, and then it's also right. See, it always goes. But when I keep it like this, then it's all right. It's all right. We can do it like this. So, Hare Krishna. Let us hear about inconceivable Krishna now. The evenings before, we have talked about Haridas Thakur, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Cowherd Boys, and now we will hear actually about Radha and Krishna. And you will hear some inconceivable things, so please don't faint. Please join me. Namo Vishnu Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pacharine Apta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabharu Sudevi Pranamami Hari Jai Sri Krishna, Jai Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhara, Shri Vasudeva, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Ram Ram, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare.
My dear devotees, let us leave this world behind. This world which is manifested with the material energies and elements, and enter the great light of the Brahma Jyoti. There in this great light are the Vaikuntha worlds, where the Lord receives the service of his devotees as the Almighty Narayana. Even further than this world is a wonderful forest, a forest full of Satchit Ananda, where two love-intoxicated personalities walk, conversing. They know all the plants in this forest, all the animals. And when they look out from this forest into this world where we are, they know each one of us. This is the world of love, the world of Radha and Krishna. So leave your world behind for a moment. Go through the white light, the mass of energy. Come to Vaikuntha, where the Almighty God is worshipped. And leave even that to come into the forest of Vrindavan. Please, all of us sing.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Everyone, one more time, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna,
Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Jai Jai Radhe, Jai Jai Shyam, Jai Jai Sri Vrindavan Radha. Bolo Vrindavan Bihari Lal ki Jai, Shrimati Radha Rani ki Jai, Giriraj Govardhan ki Jai, Yamuna Mai ki Jai, Nandagram Vashana Dham ki Jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. My dear devotees, in Vrindavan, everyone is focused on Krishna only. The inhabitants of Vrindavan are thinking of Krishna only. The cows, calves, the parrots, the peacocks, and even the monkeys who always steal are always thinking of Krishna. In Vrindavan, even a mosquito is in trance, absorbed in thought of Krishna. During the day, Krishna is out herding the cows, and all the Vrijvasis in the village of Vrindavan miss his association dearly. We hear that when one new person entered Vrindavan and wanted to find Krishna, he first came to a field where he saw, amongst others, an old man crying, Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna.
And then when he asked him, where do we find Krishna? The man first looked at him with blank eyes, because his mind had gone with Krishna, out herding the cows. But only with great effort, he collected himself and pointed to the village where Krishna would return in the evening. My dear devotees, when Krishna returns, first, all those who wait for him see only a dust cloud, which is raised by the hoofs of those millions of fortunate cows. Then, when they strain their ears, they hear the sound of flutes. And finally, they see the wonderful blue effulgence of Krishna washing over the land and entering their eyes. Srimati Radharani stood on a hill high enough for her to see Krishna. And this is what she speaks to her girl companions. Oh, look at Krishna. How beautiful is his gait, the way he walks. Subal is on his left, Balaram on his right, and they keep all the cows in front of them. And see, who else is there? There's a cow herd boys. They dance, clap, and sing about Krishna's activities. Listen very carefully, and you will understand what Krishna did today. As Radha looked at Krishna, a particular type of feeling manifested in her heart, which is called Purvaraga, the attachment which comes before the lovers actually meet. This attachment is born by hearing about one another, hearing another's name, hearing about the qualities, sometimes by seeing a painting, sometimes by dreaming, and sometimes by seeing, like Radha saw now, from afar, but not close. There's no exchange of words, and not even an exchange of glances for long. Srimati Radharani was bewildered by love. She spoke in that bewildered condition, a very famous verse, which is very sweet and very poetic. Ekasya shrutam evalumpati matim krishneti namaksharam sandron mada param param upanayat Yanyasya Vangsi Kala. And so on. She said, when I was hearing the name Krishna only once, it seemed that the sound was so sweet that I lost all my intelligence. Then I heard another person playing the flute. And just from hearing the sweet sound, I have developed a condition of intense madness. And then there's a third person. I saw this person with a dark complexion in a picture. And it seemed to me when I looked at him in the picture that he came out of the picture and embraced me. My mind becomes attached to him. Confused by love rather than expresses how unfortunate I have become simultaneously attached not to one person, not to two persons, to three persons. It would be better if you make from some plants a rope and hang me on the next desire tree, because then I might, when I die, attain Krishna. Don't talk like this, don't talk like this. Radha developed great feelings for Krishna. It seemed that the Syam colored, means dark blue colored, cloud of Syama Sunda, or beautiful Krishna, had entered her heart. And as the result of this monsoon cloud of beauty entering her heart, she was constantly showering tears, sometimes for no apparent reason. Once Radha said to herself, I have heard that the person with the name Krishna, the person playing the flute, the person whom I saw in the picture is the same person. But still, how is this love to be explained? Krishna is the son of Nanda Maharaj, and he may not even be interested in me. I must say, although Krishna's beauty is cool and refreshing to everyone, especially those devotees in the Govardhan retreat, he only burns my heart. May the creator of my body reside in hell. What has contaminated my heart? I think of him constantly, and I find myself full of shame. My father is famous amongst the famous. My mother is known as chastity amongst the chaste. Why does my heart seek to destroy their reputation? So you can see, bewildered by love. This is only natural when Krishna, the Supreme God of love, enters our hearts. We are not like Radha, but it is seen that devotees who become attached to Krishna give up their studies. No, they don't even complete their master degree, and they join a temple with an uncertain future. They give up jobs. They tell their families, what can I do? My heart is so absolutely attracted. I have to follow my heart, I think. In this way, Krishna does not only show his beauty and attractiveness to the eternal residents of the spiritual world, he even shows them to us miserable souls in this world. How much stronger must be the attachment which the residents of Vrindavan have to Krishna. Do you know that the gopis condemned Brahma as an unintelligent engineer who did not know how to create faultless bodies? Why not? Because the eyes blink. He should have made fish eyes, which don't even have eyelids, say the gopis, so that there is not this disturbing blinking of the eyes, so that in which they can't see Krishna. This is the extent of their attachment to Krishna. Now, the time came when the residents of Vrindavan saw that their daughters had come into marriageable and all these residents of Vrindavan felt in their hearts, our daughters are meant for Krishna. How can the sun rays rest anywhere else than on the sun? So how can our daughters, who have only Krishna in their mind, and who we feel belong to Krishna, be married to anyone else than Krishna? But how would that play out in society? Millions of beautiful gopis and one Krishna. Anyways, they approached Nanda Maharaj, and Nanda Maharaj felt, like all the Rajvasis, that the gopis were meant for Krishna only. Now, at the same time, by the inconceivable arrangement of the Leela Shakti, the energy which makes the Leela possible, Nanda Maharaj's family priest, that's a Jyotisha Gagarishi, came, who had earlier performed the name-giving ceremony of Krishna and Balaram. And he knew that Krishna and Balaram would leave Vrindavan at a certain time and take on the role of the avatars who would establish Dharma in this world and also destroy the Adamic elements. Ganga Rishi knew that Krishna would eventually defeat Kamsa, the ruler, and establish a righteous rule. He knew that they would get the sacred thread, and he knew Krishna's destiny was lying outside of Vrindavan. So how could he marry the gopis who were bound to Vrindavan? After completing his work in Nanda Bhavan, Gaga Rishi went down to the Yamuna. The Brijbasis had built a straw hut, and in the straw hut, dressed in saffron, with white hair, there was Purnamasi, the grand, wise, old yogini of Braj, who knew everything. And he said, you know, Purnamasi. Yes, I know, said Purnamasi. What do you know? I know that there is talk about getting the gopis married to Krishna. Yes, said Gaga Rishi, but this is not meant to be, because Krishna's destiny will play out in the world. Yes, said Purnamasi, the gopis only belong to Krishna. Yes, said Gaga Rishi, I know. And he gave this analogy. The rays of the sun belong to the sun, not to the Govardhan retreat center, or anything else, you know. You figured it out, said Gaga Rishi. You are Purnamasi. Yes, said Purnamasi. I will figure it out. I will make an arrangement that Krishna can be, that the gopis will be together with no one else than Krishna. Although Krishna is Krishna and will go and play out his mission in this world. So, meanwhile, in Nandagram is the seat of Nanda, the king of Braj, it was decided that Krishna, that the gopis would be married with other cowherd men. My dear devotees, fasten your seatbelts for a moment. The first inconceivable thing will now happen. These other sakas or cowherd men were nobody else than shadows of Krishna. Don't try to understand with the material mind. It's not possible. How can a shadow be alive? We are entering here the spiritual world, no? The news of the gopis' marriages to others reached Krishna. When Krishna heard it, he said, that's good for them. But his friends saw him afterwards. He was sitting alone in the forest, and his face and his demeanor showed that he was not at all happy with this arrangement. Seeing Krishna's feelings, his closest friends Madhu Mangal, Subal, and Ujjwal committed themselves to helping him build a bridge to the gopis, a parakiya bridge. For those of you who know what this means, you know it. For those of you who are young, be happy that you are learning many things. When the beautiful gopis heard that their marriage with other men than Krishna was arranged, it was like poison for them. They chose to not think of it, but every day a little drop of this poison entered them. And they didn't die from it. They soon again forgot this thought. But the day came, or should I better say, the evening came, where they knew the unavoidable. Next morning, they had to drink a whole pot of poison. They had to actually go to the marriage ceremony with these other suckers. The gopis immediately decided to take drastic means. They left their homes. And in the shine of the moon, they all arrived like beautiful rivers, dazzling rivers of beauty, at the banks of the Yamuna. There were multitudes of them, the shining goddesses, who arrived. And soon they introduced, they saw each other. Who are you? I'm from so and so. My name is Shyamali. And then what are you doing here in the evening? I have come for the same purpose as you have come. Amongst them, there was one who was shining the brightest, one whose eyes were totally drenched with loving tears, one who had a halo that engulfed everything. Do you know her name? Srimati Radharani, yes. The gopis quickly saw that Radha was their leader. And Radha said, "You have all come with one intention." "Yes," said the gopis. "You have come with the intention that the beautiful son of Nanda Maharaj will be your beloved." "Yes," said the gopis. "And you know that it is not possible in this life." "Yes," said the gopis. "Then let us enter the dark waters of the Yamuna so that this unfortunate life will be washed away by the Yamuna. In our next life, as we are now focusing our mind on Krishna, we will certainly marry." My dear devotees, do you know that the last thought before you give up this body will carry you swiftly, as if you have two mighty wings, into your next destination? Do you know this? So here, these beautiful gopis clasped each other's hand, and they moved into the night waters as Radha uttered the following mantra. Don't say it, it is a very drastic mantra. "O Yamuna, may Nanda and Yashoda be our in-laws, stepfather and stepmother, and may Krishna be our husband. May we always play in Vrindavan. May all those holding their hands out of affection and entering the water of the Yamuna become happy with this in mind. Krishna, we take shelter of you only. And then the beautiful gopis, with strong determination, waded into the waters, knee deep, waist deep. The water was very dark, chest deep. All of a sudden they saw high waves in the Yamuna, and these waves gathered together and formed a goddess, the goddess Yamuna Devi. And the Yamuna Devi said, beautiful gopis, don't be rash and come to an immature conclusion. You will never be enjoyed by anyone other than Krishna. As the gopis looked on, they saw Yamuna Devi, the personified goddess, expanding herself. And as they were crying with great happiness and sadness, the Yamuna's expansion, all these goddesses, carried each single gopi to the shore of the bank, or the bank of the river Yamuna, and took their arms and around the beautiful black tamal tree, like this. The tamal tree is symbolizing whom? Krishna, you know already everything. So this is, there they sat, or they were lying, totally bewildered by what had happened. I mean, this is a lot to happen. Then they saw from the edge of the forest the white-haired Purnamasi coming with another divine goddess, Vrinda Devi. And there was a little boy with them, Madhu Mangal, who was very sober at that time. He did not joke at all. This was not the moment to joke. And together, Purnamasi and Vrinda Devi came to the beautiful gopis. And Purnamasi educated them about the voice in the sky of the Yamuna, who had said, you will never be enjoyed by anyone more than Krishna. Purnamasi said to the gopis, I have said it in the past, I'm speaking it now, and I will speak it in the future. Krishna will be the only husband of Radha. And the other gopis, for Krishna is the only husband of all the Lakshmis of Braj. No one else can enjoy them. Hare Krishna. So, this love between Krishna and the gopis, we hear, was first born in a very dramatic situation. Krishna had gone on the day of Balaram's birthday to the Yamuna. The Yamuna at that time was poisoned by a huge multi-headed, thousand-headed snake called Kalia. My dear devotees, in Bengal, I once saw a snake from this loudspeaker to this beautiful wall where there's, and it had two heads. I went to Jaipataka Maharaj, who's there, and said, what did I see? A huge snake with two heads. Oh yes, they're common here. Kalia had thousands of heads, and they fumed with poison. So Krishna had gone to the Kalia Lake with the cows, and the cows had drunken the water and immediately fainted. They immediately died. When Krishna saw this, he was very, very moved, and tears came in his eyes. And as he walked amongst these cows, the tears fell on each cow and revived them. Can you imagine when the tear of God falls on you, what happens? Wow, this will be very ecstatic. So here the tears brought the dead cows back to life. And then Krishna had jumped into the Kalia Lake a little later. He had jumped from a high tree, and Kalia had become agitated. Kalia had come out of the depths of the water in order to confront Krishna. And then Kalia had put his mighty body around Krishna, and Krishna waited there for 2 times 28 minutes. Yes. Meanwhile, the people in Braj were informed that Krishna was held in the embrace of Kalia. So after some time, these 2 times 24 minutes, that makes 48 minutes. Huh? Kalia, Krishna had said to Kalia, Kalia, you have shown me now some your strengths. Let me show you now some of my strengths. And he had expanded himself so that Kalia could not keep him any longer and burst. I mean, the snakes burst, and you know, and Krishna had jumped on the heads of Kalia and started to dance. The devatas saw, my God, this is a dance performance of Krishna. Let us come with the instruments. Quick, veenas, drums. Veenas, I said, flutes, everything. So they made a wonderful concert, and all the 33,000 ragas manifested, and Krishna danced because he likes when the devotees are totally surprised by his beauty and his qualities and his pastimes. And all the Brijbasis, who by now had come, had seen Krishna dancing. At that time, the gopis stared at him with wide eyes. That's Krishna, whom we had seen from the hill, approaching in the evening. And they had just, I don't know how they looked at Krishna, but they looked at Krishna with so much love. And later, when Krishna had come out of the Yamuna, the water of the Yamuna had come and dropped down his beautiful chest, you know, like run down his chest, so that his chest looked so attractive, you know, with this water, that the gopis had actually fainted. They needed to be carried back into the houses, and for 3 days they were lying in the fainted condition because of the beauty of Krishna. Can you emphasize? The beauty of Krishna is overwhelming, my dear devotees. It's not like something beautiful in this world. It is taking possession of your mind, your intelligence, and you can only say, ah, and relish the beauty of Krishna. But Krishna had appeared to each single gopi in this as a spooti, as a sudden appearance. So anyways, this was how much the gopis loved Krishna. Now they were saved by Yamuna Devi, and they were under the care of whom? Purnamasi, yes. And Purnamasi started to speak to the gopikas something which is relevant for the sadhakas in this world. She said, my dear gopis,
all the three of us, Yamuna, Vrinda Devi and myself, will assist you visibly and invisibly. You will for sure be taken by Krishna alone as your husband and will not need to associate with men whom you do not desire. My dear devotees, when you come to Braj, there is the invisible help of Purnamasi, Yoga Maya. Yoga Maya's function is to bring you together with Krishna. Just like Mahamaya, the big Maya we experience in this world, the big illusion, separates us from Krishna, Yoga Maya will work on our heart that we will be drawn to Krishna. Who else helps you? It's Vrinda Devi, the forest of Vrinda Devi. If you wish to come to the Uppercut Vrindavan, you should worship Vrinda Devi. In fact, in our temples, every morning and evening, we sing Namo Nama Tulasi Krishna Priyasi Namo Nama Radha Krishna Seva Pavo Eya Vilasi Mora Eya Vilas Kundhyediyo Vals Daya Abhilas, my desire, the devotee sings, Morae Abhilas, Vilas Kunya Diyovas, is to come to the pastime forests with the Kunjas, and there, Nayane Heribo Sada, with my own eyes, I see the divine couple. This is my desire. So there's invisible help in Vrindavan. Purnamasi, Jamuna, and there are mantras to all of them, Vrinda Devi, and then Gopeshwara and the dust of Vrindavan. Prabhupada once said, the dust of Hyderabad cannot give you anything, but the dust of Vrindavan can give you everything. Therefore, devotees like to take a little dust with them. Don't take shilas with you from here because they require a complex worship and the permission of great devotees. But take dust and that will work it when you are in New York. What is it called? New York, sorry. London, Honolulu. You get the idea. Delhi, Mumbai, all these places where Kali Maharaj is ruling. Yes. So invisibly you will be helped by these divine agents. Then Purnamasi went and left the gopis there and said, I'm just now arranging something. And she went into the forest of Vrindavan to search for Krishna. And there, on a moonstone, this is a stone which begins to shine when the moon rays fall on it, she saw the back of Krishna some distance away. And Purnamasi came closer and said, in a choked voice, the moon is full of faults.
the lotus is full of contamination. Only Radha's face is pure and the abode of all happiness. Then she gave 1,000 blessings to Krishna and said, is it so difficult for you to attain the person upon whom you are meditating? After all, you have attained persons such as us. With our help, it's easy possible. So at that time, Purnamasi took that little boy, Madhumangala, and said, here, this is Krishna, your new friend. And immediately the two of them grasped each other by the hand. And Krishna said, thank you, Purnamasi, I'm now with my new friend. You may do your work somewhere else. So the two friends, it's still their eternal friends, but they met first here. They walked some way together. And then on the way, Krishna asks, oh friend, can you tell me what Purnamasi's instructions were for the gopis when they wanted to drown themselves? How did they react to those instructions? Madhumangala says, they bowed their heads. Their chests became moistened by the shower of tears. Do you know, said Krishna, what was on their mind as they entered the Yamuna? Yes, replied Madhumangala. How do you know? Asked Krishna. Well, said Madhumangala, they constantly looked back at the black tamal trees, which has a color similar to yours. Krishna inquired further, please say more about this. Well, said Madhumangala, when Radha and the others entered the river Yamuna, they said, may Nanda and Yashoda be my stepfather and stepmother, and may Krishna be my husband. When Krishna heard about the devoted love of the gopis, who only wanted him, who were single-mindedly focused on him, he choked up and quickly changed the subject matter. He said, okay, Madhumangala, let us go to our friends and play with them. My dear devotees, you may ask how Purnamasi made the impossible. Well, this becomes revealed in the last chapter of the Gopal Champu, and because we have some older devotees here, I want to tell about this. My dear devotees who are young in mind, fasten your seatbelt again, it will become very inconceivable. Purnamasi first manifested identical gopis, you know, another set of gopis, so to say. And these gopis married these expansions, or these sakas. The sakas, these cowherd men, never touched their wives. The real gopis, however, not the expanded, extra, new set, they associated with Krishna the moon rays associate with the moon, or the sun rays associate with the sun. They are eternally connected with Krishna. They are all expansions of one gopi. What is her name?
Srimati Radharani. Yes, so in this way they were all together in Vrindavan. And as we hear, the footprints of Krishna, the footprints of Radha, and of the gopis are still here in the forests of Vrindavan. You can visit some places which are known and see the footprint of Krishna in the rocks. When Krishna played on his flute, the rocks were melting, and then he walked there and whoop, he went into this melted rock, which was now like melted wax. You know, wax? Do you say wax in English or wax? You know, and when he came out, the rock became firm, and there are footprints like this all over Braj, which you can see with your own eyes, and your mobile telephone camera can make a shot. What the devotees do when they hear about Krishna, they say, oh wonderful Krishna. They know they are perhaps a little bit comparable. They know they, the devotees, are comparable with this little ecstatic worm. Do you see the worm here on my book? Yeah? This worm cannot understand, at least, maybe he can, but he's a Vrindavan worm. But I think he cannot understand fully that he is walking over my handwriting. He was just walking over open eyes. At the moment he walks over wrestling with friends in early morning. But you see, he is just looking around and is not understanding. This is how we as sadhakas understand humbly our limitations. But still we feel blessed that we walk in this magic land, like this worm is walking over this, you know, over what is the note? The 12 glances of Krishna. That's the subject matter about which he wrote. Now he goes to Sri Radha, separation, and he doesn't understand. So in the same way, we are gratefully counting our blessings that we can hear about this. He's really curious, a very conscious worm. Thank you all very much. Let us sing for a moment think about what we have heard. Oh, sorry. Can someone please help me? This on the front. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama,
Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare
Rama,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare,
Hare
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare,
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Namaste, please tell me. Namaste, Rajaya. Namaste. This was one pastime about the awakening of love in Purvaraga before the actual meeting took place. Very soon after that, Radha and Krishna met and they engaged in the pastimes of the Rasa dance together. Where Krishna fulfilled the desires of the gopis to be with him like their husband. My dear devotees, this was a pastime happening in the spiritual world. The central theme of this pastime is a pastime that the central theme repeats itself in our own story. We also belong to Krishna. We are his parts. Much like sparks belong to the fire. However, when we are separated from Krishna, we are not happy. It is similar to the sparks who actually lose their life, their glow, when they fall out of the fire. They become charcoal, you know, this black wooden wood coal. And only when they come back to the fire will they glow again and dance again. So coming back or meeting Krishna is the central theme. I would very much love to suggest to you a little homework, you could say, or something which you do before you actually go to bed. First, you will most probably, most of you will go to Giriraj's dining hall, which is wide open again, wanting to receive you and serve you. But when you go to take your rest, please think a little bit about your own spiritual journey towards Krishna. Today you were briefly sharing with the neighbors about your insights, your realizations of the in the Govardhan retreat. These are your jewels. This is why you did everything what you did. Get up early and take part in this marathon to gain jewels, to gain realizations, to gain new insights, new enthusiasm. Let these jewels not slip out of your hand and fall onto the ground and so on. And collect them, keep them, and then see how you might put them or build them into your spiritual practice. And then your Govardhan retreat was a full success. Let us not forget
the Govardhan retreat is not over tomorrow. Tomorrow, in the closing session, the most important part of the Govardhan retreat will start. Govardhan retreat part 2. That is your life after, when you apply these things. I know in our movement we don't often do this, but even if you find it difficult to be thoughtful in your life, no problem also, the effect of the Govardhan retreat, the dust and the everything you did and heard will work on you. But let us not practice only passive spirituality, you know, if something works on us. Let us also respond, reciprocate. I'm asking you to think about these jewels or these insights, because tomorrow we will all join together, and there will be an exercise which helps us to dig a little bit deeper and find our jewels. For now, I want to say Hari Bol. Thank you very much for attending this part. I'm looking now, is Prashanta alive? Oh yes, you are here. I can't see you, but is it? Yes, oh yes, yes. Prashanta was not so well the last days, but she somehow is still alive. Very good. mask. Good. Maybe you can tell us how the day tomorrow looks, because I also don't know fully what is the decision. Let us hear Prashanta.
Hare Krishna, Hare Murti.
Hare Ram.
Srila Prabhupada ki
jai.
So tomorrow is another exciting day in the retreat. Before we conclude with the closing, we are going on Govardhan Parikrama. That was a very small heart. So let me have a show of hands. Who is going on Parikrama tomorrow? First of all, let me tell you, it's a half Parikrama. So it is not too scary. Who is going on Parikrama? Let me see. Okay. So the departure is scheduled around 7 o'clock. Although Maharaj, tomorrow there is a schedule that there is a morning japa. Then at 6:30, Guru Puja, it is there on the schedule. But if you want the parikrama to leave at 7,
mm-hmm.
It's a little, they will need some time to get their things from the room and all. So, so we may have the Guru Puja a little shorter tomorrow. Gathering at 7 o'clock at the gate. So half parikrama means we are leaving from the gate here. We are going to go to that town, to Dharamati, and then we will turn towards the south. Our first halt will be the Govardhan Palace, as it is known, and the strong property. Where we will stop, and then we will proceed to Govindakund, where breakfast will reach us there. Then further to Pochari, Aksarakund, Pochari. Then we make our way back here through Suarakund and return to the Govardhan Retreat Center. And the parikrama will be led by Raj Bihari Prabhu. And so a few little details here. We'll request you when we leave at 7 o'clock, you see the status of the weather. If you need to take the little warm clothes, you can take it. There will be two flat electric shows following the parikrama. So you can store some of these I think you have a water bottle or you want to put some shoes or something, you can use the flat ritual so you don't have to carry things with you. We will leave with kirtan at 7 o'clock. Sometimes there will be kirtan, sometimes there will be japa. And every time there will be like 3-4 stops on the way where we will hear the nature of the place and the past life in that particular place. So, do not forget to take something to cover your head as the sun will be a little warm. Okay, drinking water we also carry, but you are welcome to keep your own bottle. Little small change donations for the places where we visit. The pujari will always be happy to receive a little donation. Small detail, please use the bathroom before leaving. The first call for bathroom stop will be the Govardhan Palace. So these are some very practical aspects here. As I said, the Vajrayana will grow at not a very fast pace, so we can easily walk, chant, and depart in the Gaga. We will be returning around 11 o'clock, and there will be a break, and then the closing will take place at 12 o'clock. It will be here in the Kirtan Sthali. From 12 to around 1 o'clock, then we will close it. And Mahaprasadam. Anything more than that?
No, it is very clear. So I understand we will still have the japa, guided japa, from 5 to 6:30 tomorrow, yes, and then a brief guru. We are small, yeah.
15 minutes.
Yeah.
So
that everyone can be ready at 7.
15 minutes so that you quickly get ready for the departure. It's okay if we depart at 7:15, but not later.
Best is at 7.
7 o'clock, yeah. We are getting at the gate for the departure. Okay? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Was? Ich verstehe dich. Nee, warum? Ist ja nicht ganz, ja. Hare Krishna, so everyone, have a good night. And don't forget, Giriraj's dining hall is wide open. Also for our guests, I think somehow Giriraj always supplies enough. Hare Krishna.